Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 19th of January, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Jeff Butts. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Kelly. How are you?
Not too bad. How about you?
I'm doing pretty okay. Pretty okay.
All right. Good to hear. So you're here to talk to us today about 5G cellular service because it's expanding and there are some people who are really not happy about that.
They're not happy. And they may have reason to be.
Okay.
So right now, as of today, AT&T and Verizon have turned on new transmitters on frequencies that they bought at auction. I don't even remember how long ago it was.
Okay. But a long time ago.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
Okay.
And this band, it's called the C band or a mid band. And it gives them a good balance between signal penetration and propagation, how far the cell phone signal can go and how well it can penetrate the walls of your house, for example.
Okay.
It gives a good balance of that and giving the high data speeds that people want from 5G.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The MM wave that is the fastest possible speed, that will usually not go through your standard house wall.
Right.
So when you go into your house, you lose 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Or you lose that 5G. So they're expanding the C-band spectrum. And there's an important piece of equipment on an aircraft that uses a radio frequency within about 200 megahertz of AT&T and Verizon's frequencies.
Okay.
And that piece of equipment is called a radar altimeter, or some call it a radio altimeter.
Okay.
It tells the pilot, this is exactly how far we are above the ground. Planes that use reverse thrusters after they land, it also confirms that, yes, the aircraft is on the ground before allowing the pilot to kick in the reverse thrusters, slow down, and stop the airplane.
Okay.
If that doesn't give an accurate reading, the results could be catastrophic and tragic. And so, you know, this has been studied for a while. It's been rolled out. This frequency range has been used heavily in Europe without any problems, but Boeing has found that their 777 wide-body aircraft and some versions of their 747s can be affected by 5G transmissions if they're strong enough.
Okay.
So AT&T and Verizon, and I mean, this is a battle that's been going on for months.
Right.
AT&T and Verizon have delayed. The FAA has said, you know, we're worried. We don't want you turning these on near airports.
Mm-hmm.
So they've agreed for, I think, 50 airports that the FAA identified as being trouble hotspots. AT&T and Verizon agreed to another delay of turning on their equipment near those airports, within 2 miles of those airports. Even so, major international airlines that use 777 aircraft are worried, and so they are either canceling flights into certain U.S. destinations or changing which aircraft they're using, so that they're not using the 777 or the 747-800 series.
Okay.
And so that's causing, I mean, it's causing a lot of hassle, disruption in air travel at a time when we really can't tolerate any more problems with air travel. It's
yes.
It's already had enough
there's a lot of disruption happening already, so even more is not great.
Yeah. And you know, for those who don't know, you know, when a passenger aircraft, when a passenger flight gets canceled, that doesn't just affect people flying from point A to point B.
Right.
That will also disrupt the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Because postal carriers worldwide rely on passenger, they buy extra cargo space on these international flights to send letters, first class packages, you know, all kinds of things.
Yeah, a lot of shipping happens that way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, you know, it does have a broad impact and not just on people traveling.
Mm-hmm.
So airlines are scrambling. Emirates Airlines out of Dubai, they are the world's largest. They have the largest fleet of 777s in operation right now. They have suspended all flights to 9 different U.S. airports.
Okay.
There's only a handful that they're actually still flying into with 777s because those are safe from interference.
Okay.
New York's JFK is one. Washington, D.C., one of their airports is one.
Mm-hmm.
I have a list. Los Angeles. Yeah. New York's JFK, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. are still fine.
Okay.
But other airports that Emirates flies to, you need to check and make sure your flight's still happening. And it's not just Emirates. Both of Japan's major airlines are canceling flights, or if they can, replacing the assigned aircraft with one that's not affected. Korean Airlines, Taiwan's China Airlines, Cathay Pacific, Air India, British Airlines, you know, all of the major international airlines are announcing that, hey, we're going to be canceling flights, or if we can, changing over to a different aircraft. So yeah, it's a pretty big deal. It's probably already causing some flight delays and cancellations, and it's going to continue until these aircraft get their equipment upgraded, or the FAA says, nope, you can't operate these transmitters within 2 miles of a major airport.
Okay. So when you say interference, like within, because it's within 200 megahertz, like what does that mean in practical terms? Like it's just a little closer than they'd like, but for the most part, it's not going to be an issue, or this is a huge problem, you know, like when somebody makes popcorn, you know, and the Wi-Fi doesn't work anymore or something like that. Right. You know what I mean? Like what kinds of things could happen if this interference is experienced? Is it that the airplane disappears, or it's giving inaccurate readings, or
it's going to get the wrong reading as far as what its distance is between it and the ground?
Okay.
And, you know, under what are called VFR conditions, visual flight rule conditions, that's not a problem. You know, the pilot can see the airport. They can see the runway. They know, you know, they can judge how far they are above the ground. But it's winter, and we've got winter storms rolling everywhere, and it's killing visibility around a lot of airports. And that's where the trouble is. Because that's when these pilots are forced to rely on their instruments to tell them how far they are above the ground. And, you know, when you've got a massive plane coming into land, a wrong reading of even 10 feet.
Yeah.
Could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
You know, and say that the plane is landing, and, you know, these wide body aircraft, when they land, in order to stop their forward motion, they use reverse thrusters.
Mm-hmm.
let's say that the equipment allows that aircraft to kick in the reverse thrusters while it's still in the air.
Okay.
That's going to be a major problem.
Yes.
It's going to cause it to, I mean, it's going to cause it to crash, and people are going to lose their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I think that, you know, discretion is the better part of valor. It's important to be careful. And just because nobody's reported any problems, just because no airplanes have crashed because of this interference yet, we need to remember that qualifier yet.
Right.
And if Boeing says, hey, you know what? We've got a problem that we need to address. Given Boeing's track history, I think we should listen.
Yeah. If anyone's gonna speak up about something possibly being problematic for an airplane, they're one I'd believe. I don't have anything more complicated than that. So,
well, yeah, I mean, they learned their lesson with the 737 MAX.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they identify a problem, they're not going to try to shuffle it under the rug anymore.
Yeah. I mean, that's the hope. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think the part that you're saying is accurate. The thing that I was sort of surprised about in all of this is that it sort of like you said right at the beginning, all of this spectrum was purchased ages ago. You know, ages and ages and ages ago was when it all went down. And so they've owned it forever, even though they weren't doing anything with it yet. And so now, like, considering how long it takes a mobile phone provider to do anything,
mm-hmm.
Everybody who bought an iPhone 12 or an iPhone 13, how's that 5G treating you if you don't live in a very well populated area? When you bought an iPhone 3G and it didn't tell you it was 3G for a long time, same thing. You know, I remember sort of listening to the cell providers talking about, you know, how long it takes them to do anything and how long it takes for any of this stuff to become reality. So I think about that, and then I hear, like, they're excited to turn this on, and like every airline is going, what? And it just seems baffling to me that this was not that this is news to anybody who has a vested interest in making sure that they're, you know, maintaining things that are operating in that space, right? Like, it's one thing for me not to know. It's one thing for the CEO of an airline to be like, what do you mean our antennas are goofy, you know?
And to be fair, there is only one executive of a major airline who I think was taken surprised by all of this.
Who publicly said anything about his surprise. Let's put it that way.
I just learned about this on Monday.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Have you been living under a rock?
Like, do you have a cell phone? Like, you had to know 5G is a thing and that it's coming. Like, I feel like that part's not news.
Especially when you are the president of the airline that flies more affected aircraft than any other airline.
Precisely. Like, maybe he didn't know, but for him to come out and say, I had no knowledge of this. Like, I feel like there are hundreds of people down the food chain facepalming right now going, dude, we've been sending these reports to the corporate, to HQ for a year now, you know, or something. So
I read his quote to CNN. He said that it was the most, I can't remember the exact quote, but something like it was the most irresponsible screw up he's seen in his career. And I'm like, dude, have you looked in the mirror today?
Because was he talking about his own quote himself?
Right. His own lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because the airline carriers they've been talking about this for at least a year, I think.
Yeah, because, like, you know, it wasn't news to me, and I'm not a person who follows 5G spectrum coverage all that closely. Right. So, well, I mean, like, I follow tech. casually.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've been covering this controversy, this potential problem for several months over at Mac Observer. And, you know, the airlines have been talking about it. The air carrier associations have been talking about it. The FCC has been talking about it. They've been trying to study it and get feedback on whether it's going to be a problem for at least 6 months. So for him to come out and say this is news to him, all I could do was shake my head.
Yeah, this is this seems really goofy.
I've got too much on my desk that I could potentially damage if I beat my head against the desk.
Yeah, I know. I understand completely.
I've got a hard head. My keyboard's not that hard.
Yeah, I totally get it. Yeah. So it's like a lot of this just seems very odd to me. And that's part of why, like, it, how is this news, et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's very, it does seem very odd. That was the part that I was sort of wondering about was, you know, like how is this news?
It's not. I mean, Delta and American Airlines have been looking into it for months. You know, they've said multiple times, we think this could be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, the part that was kind of news to me was that Boeing actually issued a statement that the 777 had problems. But I don't follow. You know, I don't follow these safety announcements.
Right.
And, you know, I think that I'm pretty sure Boeing issued that announcement a while back, and the airlines have already identified two aircraft that they can use instead. You know, they're not Boeing aircraft. They're made by Airbus. Airbus's A380 is another wide body that most of these airlines have in use. It's got a larger capacity, which is why they're using the 777 on these routes.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what a lot of them are doing when possible, is they're changing over to the A380.
Okay.
They can also use the A350. I don't know how comparable the A350 is to the 777. I haven't had a chance to look that up yet, but that's another option. But okay. You know, that's not going to be feasible all the time. Like, I read that British Airways is substituting A380s for a couple of its flights, and what that means is they have to get a flight crew to bring in an A380 from a different location.
Okay.
Handle the flight, go back to London, and then get that flight crew back to where they were supposed to be.
Okay. Yeah.
So you know, it does take logistics.
Sure. I mean, and we always see that, right? When weather hits one part of the country, all the planes that are there that can't leave, you know, there's juggling that has to happen. Logistically, you got to have planes in the places where the people are to get everything to the next place. And that all makes sense. So, I'm curious how this is going to go. But if you've seen stories about this, that's part of why we wanted to chat about it a little bit today and let you know, like, this is what's going on. I don't think it's as big a deal as maybe it's been made out to be by people going, I've never heard of this, you know, and that's a separately newsworthy thing, I think. But for the most part, it shouldn't be too big a deal. 5G, like, you know, overall, hopefully this is a thing that's going to go relatively smoothly once, you know, some things like this get ironed out, and maybe there will be more 5G in other places going forward. So that would be great.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So, Jeff, thanks so much for coming by to help clear this up. I know some of this isn't the most exciting, so I'm glad to have you come dig into it and help us make sense of it.
Well, I mean, I'm an aviation buff, so yeah, it's really exciting for me.
Okay. For the casual observer, sometimes less so. So I'm glad that you're here to talk to us about it and help decode a little bit. So
that's problem. Thanks awesome. For having me.
Thank you so much. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.